This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A showdown vote is expected later today on a Senate panel weighing President Bush's controversial nomination of John Bolton to be ambassador to the United Nations. Every Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee is expected to oppose the nominee. They cite scornful remarks he made about the UN and allegations by former work associates that he bullied subordinates as the State Department's top arms control officer. The fate of John Bolton's nomination now appears to hinge on one Republican who often breaks ranks with his party, Rhode Island's junior senator Lincoln Chafee. NPR's David Wellna has this report.
Four chrome-plated horseshoes hang on the wall of Lincoln Chafee's Senate office. He crafted the footwear himself during his earlier career as a racetrack blacksmith in Alberta.
It was a horse I showed that set the track record, so very proud of that performance. A great race.
Chafee says he's especially proud of that race because when it was over, all those who'd placed bets, whether they'd won or lost, applauded the record-setting winner. He admits he's unlikely to win a similar ovation for the vote he's to cast today on the nomination of John Bolton to be UN ambassador.
I knew it was going to be a difficult process. As soon as Dr. Rice called me, Secretary Rice called me and said the president's nominee John Bolton to be the UN ambassador. It's one of those things as you come back to your work here in Washington. I was in Rhode Island at the time. We have so many contentious issues to deal with. Here's one more.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and pass your comments on to the senator. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Spurred by emails sent to Chafee's constituents by both conservatives and liberals, the phones in Chafee's office have been ringing all the past week. By Chafee's own account, those calling overwhelmingly oppose Bolton's nomination. Still, as of last night, Chafee remained inclined to vote in favor of Bolton later today.
The president gets to choose his people. He gets to put his people where he wants them. And it's a very high threshold for me to deny him that power.
Chafee points out that while he's opposed President Bush on tax cuts, environmental issues, the war in Iraq, and this year's budget, he's never voted against any of the president's cabinet nominees, though he did write in the name of Bush's father in the last presidential election. He cites the hot-headed main owner of the New York Yankees to explain how he could vote for Bolton, even after hearing accounts of him berating subordinates over disagreements on weapons of mass destruction.
Any kind of abusive behavior, anytime you lose your cool and scream at people, it's regrettable. But as I've said, there some people use this behavior for their success. I don't agree with it, but I use George Steinbrenner as an example. He's known as someone that's very, very demanding and can raise his voice at subordinates, and it's not my style.
But it could also be politically risky for Chafee to oppose Bolton. As Brown University political scientist Darrell West points out, Chafee, who was appointed, then elected to the Senate seat his father held until his death, faces a tough re-election bid next year.
If Chafee votes against the administration, he has a problem in terms of raising money from the very conservative elements within the party, and he also raises the risk of a primary within his own party. There are people who are upset at his continuing antagonism towards the Bush administration, voting against the tax cuts and the Iraq war, and this would just further embolden people who want to take him out in the primary.
Chafee denies his likely vote for Bolton has anything to do with his need for support from Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who held a fundraiser for him this past weekend. But he admits being a centrist can be a handicap.
It's difficult, as I have found, for someone in the middle to raise money. If you're out on the liberal or right, the conservative edges, your donors are motivated. I could be wrong, but being in the middle, you don't seem to have that same energy from the donors.
Former Republican Senate Leader Trent Lott says it would not go over well in his party if Chafee were to oppose Bolton.
He is up for re-election next year, and you know, if he's never with the party on substantive issues and he begins to even vote against nominees, I don't know whether the party will stick with him or not.
This leaves Chafee in a situation Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords knows well. As a fellow liberal Northeastern Republican until he bolted 4 years ago to become an independent, Jeffords says he can feel Chafee's pain.
I'm anguishing with him on this one, as I know how bad part it was for me when I was in that position. But I also know he's one of the most courageous people I've ever met.
Chafee, who majored in classics as an undergraduate, says he never imagined that one day he'd be casting the pivotal vote in a bitter Senate battle.
Who could I identify with? I guess I'm on an odyssey. Maybe I'm Odysseus and having some adventures.
And like Odysseus, who traveled disguised, Chafee wonders whether he'll be recognized for who he really is once he's home again. David Wellna, NPR News.